You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Etu picketed outside the Special General Meeting of the Building Service Contractors of New Zealand, the Employer Association for Cleaning Companies. Etu have been in negotiations for a collective agreement, but have been offered nothing by employers, including a lack of a 30-cent pay increase which has been offered in previous years. This comes during the cost of living crisis, and Auckland Airport cleaner Jackie Clark said, "We feel that cleaning companies don't care about the cleaners and they don't respect us." I spoke to Etu campaign director Sarah Thompson about why they picketed, fair pay agreements, and what we can expect to happen in the context of the election. Why did Etu decide to picket?
So thousands of workers across Aotearoa New Zealand are covered by this cleaning mecca. It's an agreement that covers multiple employers. So we've got thousands of workers who currently are in negotiations for a pay rise, and the company have come back with a zero offer, which means that these workers are now on the minimum wage and they're really struggling to get by. So we're fighting for a living wage, and the picket last week was in front of one of the buildings where a bunch of the employers were meeting for a special general meeting, and so we were there to have our voices heard and our demand for a living wage.
How did it go, and what can we expect from the industry from here?
We had a fantastic picket last week with around 50 people attending. We did a lot of chanting, and despite the foul weather, we were not put off. In terms of next steps, we're calling on those employers to come back to the bargaining table with a fair pay offer. So far, we have not heard anything from them, and at the moment, these cleaners are taking strike ballots to take strike action for starting next week. So we will be looking to escalate the pressure on those employers. Some of the big ones include OCS, ISS and Millennium.
Is this a step towards a fair pay agreement?
This agreement gets negotiated every year or so. Part of the reason we need a fair pay agreement is that we often aren't able to achieve much for these cleaners. So this agreement in the past has had 30 cents above the minimum wage for the start rate. However, because these cleaning companies are all competing with each other for jobs, that's what drives the wages down, because they don't want to pay their workers more, because then it will cost them more to provide the service, and whoever they're providing the service to will go with a cheaper company. And so we need fair pay agreements to create a new standard that all workers have to be paid above. And this, what we're struggling with this agreement, just points to why we need fair pay agreements, because the system is broken and currently these companies are just having a race to the bottom.
And the living wage is going up this year as well. Will Etu be campaigning for a living wage? Because I know one of the issues was that cleaners being paid minimum wage is basically not survivable today.
Yes, that's right. No, we will be campaigning for the living wage for cleaners, for their fair pay agreement, and also for this negotiation that we're currently in. We will also be fighting for a living wage for security guards who also have a fair pay agreement to be negotiated later this year.
And this is obviously in the context of an election year, and Etu has said they'll be campaigning to re-elect a Labour-led government. Why is that the case?
Yes, Etu will be campaigning to re-elect a Labour-led government. Many of the things that our members and the workers have been fighting for have been achieved under Labour, and we will lose those things. For example, the legislation for fair pay agreements. National has said they will remove this. This is a piece of legislation that is going to have massive impacts for hundreds of thousands of workers across the country. It will help lift wages, which will deal with the cost of living crisis. And National have said they will remove this. National have said that they will remove many things that have benefited workers over the years that have been won by a Labour-led government. That includes the 10-day sick leave and, for example, the additional Matariki public holiday. These things will not remain under a National government. Therefore, people must get out and vote for Labour or the Greens in order to maintain the things that we've won and move forward to continue to win the things that we still need.
Does this mean you're optimistic about further progress under a Labour government?
Yes, definitely. I mean, we've got many things underway with the Labor government. We've seen them put a lot of money into Just Transition recently, which is, as we can see with our weather events, incredibly important. The government have really stepped up. There's still things we need from them. We still need equal pay for care and support workers. And we've got many other asks on the table, but we will not be able to achieve the things that workers and their families need under a National Act government.
And does that mean voting is the best way to support the campaign if you're not in that industry?
Yes, we're calling on everybody to make sure they're enrolled to vote and to turn out to vote for Labor or Greens. And this is the main important thing that people can do for everybody in Aotearoa, New Zealand. If you're a cleaner or a security guard, please reach out to E2 Union and join up. We're stronger together and now's the time to join the union.
That was E2 Union Campaign Director Sarah Thompson on why cleaners picketed for better pay.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.